Okay, we're starting Yud-Gimel with Aleph. We're in the two dots, five lines down. It says, "Kiyus v'luyo chazov." So it's Tanya. We have a brisa. Rosh Shimon Elazar Omer. Rosh Shimon Elazar said, "Bo re'e ad heichan pir tatar b'Yisrael." I wanted to see how much it's been known that Tahara is important to Bnei Yisrael. Shol shenu v'luyo chal tarim b'tamei. It doesn't say that a Tahara person shouldn't eat with a Tamei person. Aloyo chal azov im azava. Azov shouldn't eat with a zava min hergal aver because of what they might do together. Right? So it shows that a Tahara person would never imagine eating with a zava. It would just not be doing it. A Tahara would never imagine eating with a Tamei person. It's azav and azava since they're both Tamei. Kiyot v'aloyo chal azov parush im zava ma'aretz. So too, a zav that's a parush that stays away from other things, it should not eat with a zav. It's an amaretz ha'regila and wetzel. Maybe they can get used to each other. Rechim ha'regila wetzel ma'yavi. But even if they get used to it in another, what difference does it make? Ela'im ha'shiyam ha'chilenu devarim tamei. Maybe they'll eat devarim tamei together. A zav parush lav devarim tamei ha'chil. I don't understand. A zav parush doesn't, he doesn't have to worry about eating devarim tamei. So I'm rabaye. No. Gzer shem ha'chilenu devarim tamei mitukanim. Maybe they'll feed him something that's not mitukan with trumas ma'isos. Says Rav Amar. Rav Amar it's ma'isos and no, you don't have to worry because that's at best that's demai, and most Ami Aretz they take off ma'isos, so it's not that big of a deal. So our fourth answer, you know the reason why we don't let a zav parish eat with the zav Ami Aretz, maybe he'll get used to eating with them and he'll eat devarim tamei at the time when he's tahor, and that's the reason why. So okay, ibaylu nida ma'ushadishin and bailing he be big do. So let's say we have Anita. Is she allowed to sleep with her husband in a bed? She with her clothing, he with his clothing. Are we worried about something or not? So Rav Yosef Toshma, Ha'of Olam Gibir Al HaShochem in Anachal Dever Be'eshame. Be'eshame says that chicken could be brought on the table together with cheese, and we're not worried about it being eaten together. Just don't eat it. That's what Be'eshame is Vesol. You're not allowed to. Be'eshame was Machmer. Says don't bring it up on the same table and definitely don't eat it together. So shiny awesome. Delegateus. The reason why is because there's no different hakera over there. There's not enough people to remind you over here. So therefore, that's not a good raya. It's a person eating by himself. Over here, you have two people, the husband and the wife. Maybe that's enough. How can I stop it? If there's two people, that does make a difference. We learn in the Sefer Rishon Miglam Rishon Echsanayim. If you have two guests eating at the same table, one guy can eat meat and one guy can eat gvina. We're not worried. Why? Because it's 2 days. That's only if they don't recognize each other. But if they recognize each other and they're friends with one another, then it's usur. Why? Because they might come to eat from one another's table. Husband and a wife are certainly makirin zaza, so we can't allow it, even though there's deos. You say hachi yashda, hasam deos ika shinulak over there. You're right. There's deos, right? But there's no shinoi. And therefore, because of that, there's no shino at the table. That's why those two people can't eat together one meat and one cheese. But hacha, ika deos v'ika shino. But over here, then we have a problem. Why? Because, well, it's different. Because there's deos, in other words, the man and the wife. V'ika shino, there's a shino because they're wearing something different when they're going to bed. Therefore, it's considered something different. That would be enough to remind them. Ika damri tashma, rishim gulam rishim echsanem, ochlan shulchan echzabas v'zeg vino. You have two guests eating on the same table. This guy's eating meat, this guy's eating cheese. V'it marla, amr achan barami, amr shmo, lo shan lo shem akirin zazed. That's only if they don't recognize each other. Makirin says that also, but if they recognize each other, as us Raninami, and these people as well, the husband and the wife, Makirin says that they makir each other, and therefore it should be also for them to be together in the same bed. Hasam Deos Ikushin Laka, but we answer, no, that's different. Because over there, there's Deos, there's two different people, but there's no Shinoi, and therefore they can't eat together. Hacha, Ikadeos Ikushin over here. There are different opinions. There is a difference between them because of what they're wearing together. Toshma, lo yuchal zav mizav mishum hergal avera. You're not allowed to zav tea together with the zav because of hergal avera. So it's two people. Isn't that enough for there to be deus? Zochanami deus yikushin eleka. There are deus. There are two different opinions, but there's no shinoi, and therefore it's not allowed. Toshma. Elaharim loachav einav lonasal gilul beis Yisrael. Ini Chaskol says they don't look toward the mountain. They don't eat toward the mountains. Right. That means they don't have schos avos. Their eyes they don't lift up to the idols of Bnei Yisrael. They don't do anything terrible with their wives or their friends. They don't come close to a woman that's anita. They compare a woman that's anita to a wife of your friend. Or just like the wife of your friend would be usher. If he's wearing his clothes and she's wearing her clothes, you wouldn't be able to be in the same bed together. So to with an isha anita, if he's in his clothing and she's in her clothing, it would still be usher. Okay, so we learned that it's usher to be in the same bed. The only thing the Torah asks is kirva, closeness of Gilead. Each man to their relative, they cannot come close to be Megala Erva. Okay, period. Ula, when he came back from his Rebbe's house, he would kiss his sisters on the top of their chests. Some say on the back of their hands. So it sounds like he wasn't mocking about this at all and wasn't worried about what at all about Gilei Arayos because he allowed himself to do so. But that's a steer on himself. Every type of closeness would still be Asr. We tell the Nazir, go, score, go around. Don't come anywhere close to a Karim. And that's what we end up saying over here. And therefore, it would be Asr to do anything like that with one sister because of what might possibly happen. Okay, Tani Rebbe Elio, we have a statement from the Elio Anavi, Maisa V'Tamadecha Shana Harbe, Dekar Harbe Shemesh Tamadecha Harbe, we have a Talmud, one Talmud, who learned a lot, he read a lot of Chumash, and he's Meshamesh Tamadecha quite a bit, and he died halfway through his life. Vaisa Ishino tells Philip, so his wife grabbed his fellow, Machzaris Mebetik and Hashim Bati Medrash, she went around throughout all the shoals and all the Bati Medrash, she said to them, Kisib Torah says in the Torah, Ki Hirava Rechamecha, it is your lifeblood, and is the length of your days, Bali, Shoshana Harvikor Harbe, my husband, he learned a lot. He read a lot. Why did he die halfway through his life? Nobody answered back. So one time I stayed by her. And she told over all of this news. She said the entire thing. She said what happened to her husband. And I said to her, when you were in Nida, what did he do? She said to me, he didn't touch me with a small finger. It's like, what about the Sheva Nekiyim? That is when you were trying to get clean. What was he by you? He ate with me, he drank with me, he slept with me, still without any clothes. But he never did anything improper. And I said to her, Baruch Hashem, he was killed. Because he didn't lift up his face to the Torah. The Torah says, a woman, when she's in need, you can't come close. Right? And that includes being together in the same bed. Right? Ravdimi says they were in the same bed. Amri Yosef Yosef, there was an apron between the two of them, but nonetheless, that wasn't good enough. Mishnah says the following. It's on Yud Gimel Beis. These are the halachos that they said in the rooftop, in the second floor, the attic of Chanani ben Chizkiya ben Garon, Sha'ol Levakro. They went up to Mivakar Chayla by him. Ninu v'Rava Beis Shammai Basilva. Happened to be more Beis Shammai than Beis Hillel in that area of Yuchas Zoran Gazu Bobiyom. There were 18 things that there were goes around that day. Amar Lai by the Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, Abayi said to Rav Yosef Elutanan, or Ve'elutanan. When it says, Ve'elu min alachos, is it these, the following? Or does it Ve'elu, and that includes something that was mentioned before, Ve'elutanan, Hanida Amra, the ones that we mentioned, O'elutanan, the Inulim Inulim, the ones that we have later on Toshma, Ein Polon Loran Air, Ein Korn Loran Air, you can't delouse in front of a candle, you're not allowed to read in front of a candle on Shabbos, so it must be ve'elu. Not only those two, but another 16 things were goes around that day. Two dots. Who's the one that wrote Megillas Tanis? Megillas Tanis is a Megillah. It's a book that was written with all the different fast days as well as the holidays of Klai Yisrael. So Amr Chanani Mechizki Siyato Shani Mechav Menes Tzaros. It was Chanani Mechizki and his posse because they loved getting involved with these Tzaros and the things that they need. Amr Shem Gomli Ofan Mechav Menes Tzaros. But we do as well. Avoman Asa, what can we do? Shem Pano Lichtov Enema Speak. And if we wrote down all the different fast days that there could possibly be in the world, right, that we had a gula from, it wouldn't be enough. Mamish would not be enough. Every day there's something new. Davaracher Ein Shoti Nifka. Some say a fool doesn't feel the miracles that are happening to him because we're just fools. Or you can say it as the flesh of somebody who died does not feel the knife wound that happens inside them. So we just don't feel any. That's one of them. Wait a second. A worm in somebody who passed away is like a needle in the flesh of somebody who's alive. His flesh will pain him. And he mourns his soul. So wouldn't that apply over here? That clearly somebody who's dead does feel something. Rather say it as Ein Basar Ameis Shebachai, the dead flesh of a person who's alive doesn't feel the wound. I actually have that on me. I have scar tissue that I don't feel anything on. Amar Rav Yehuda Baram Zochar Uzi Lishal Tov. I got to tell you, there's a man who has to be remembered for good. Chanani Mechizkiya Shmo. His name is Chanani Mechizkiya Shmo. Malihu Nigna Sefer Yechezkel. Right? If not for him, the whole Sefer Yechezkel would have been gone. It would have been hidden. Shai Dvar Sosin Tivrei Torah, because his words would seem to contradict the words of the Torah. Ma'asus, what did Chanani Mechizkiya do? Hello, Gimel Melz Gari Shemen. He took 300 bottles of oil to be able to use for light, and he sat up in his rooftop in that attic, and he darshaned them until he came out with everything. We'll talk about this a little bit later on when we get to Daf Lamed, what happened with Chanani Vechizkiya. Okay, now, next, Shmona Asar Devar Gazri. There were 18 gezeiros that were made on that day. What are the 18 things? The following people apostle Truma. We already have two. And the first two that we have is Ein Po Lulunair and Ein Kohen Lulunair. So now, number three. Ha'ocho ocho rishon. Somebody who eats a rishon, something that's a rishon l'tumba. Ocho ocho sheni. As well as somebody who eats a sheni. That's four. Vashos ha'mashkin t'meim is somebody who drinks drinks that are tameh. Five. Ha'barosh ha'barosh ha'mayim she'uven. If most of his body and his rosh go into mayim she'uven, right, because we'll see later on after a mikvah. All right, that's number. That seems to be number six. Number seven. Torah shenafal rosh of ruva shol shul lugin mayim shuvin. The three lug of mayim shuvin fall on the head of the rova, the body of a tahor person. Okay, so that's seven. So number eight. Vas sefer. So a sefer Torah. Vayadayim. Number nine. The hands themselves. Vatvul yom as well as a tvul yom. That's number 10. Number 11. Vaochlim. Food. Number 12. Vakalim. Shinibul mashkin. That became tamei through mashkin. Those are 12 of the gzeres. 10 over here in this brayso, right over here, and or the Mishnah. And we have two that are mentioned up above. Mantana. Ocho ocho rishon. Ocho ocho sheni. Mifsal pisli. Tumi lumitamu. How do we know that somebody who eats an ocho rishon or somebody who eats an ocho sheni, it passels the truma itself, but the truma cannot be matame anything else after that? I'm a Ramachan Rabbi Yeshua. It's all Rabbi Yeshua. They're not Rabbi Lezo. I'm an ocho ocho rishon. Rishon. If you eat an ocho rishon, you are a rishon. You can be matame other things. Ocho sheni. You're a sheni. And you can't be matami other things. Ochol shlishi, but if you're truma, do you eat truma? That's that. Then you become a shlishi, and that's that. Rabbi Shomer, no. Ochol rishon ochol sheni is a sheni. Automatically, if you eat an ochol rishon or a sheni, you are a sheni, and you can't be matami anything but truma. Shlishi sheni lekodesh vein sheni letruma. If you eat a shlishi, you're a sheni for kodesh, but you're not a sheni for truma itself. Right, you're just a shlishi. And bechulin shenasu al taras truma, and specifically about chulin that are nasu al taras truma itself. Right, it seems to be almost like a chumrah that we're saying over here, but that's that is chulin shenasu al taras truma itself. There's a little bit of a kash over here about the shlini lekoida shlishi. Right, bechulin shenasu al taras. There's no way this is a zar because a regular soul can't eat it. Okay, but that's that. But it passes kachim a regular shlishi, and that's that. Just very quickly, the real shot behind all this is the following. There's something called the aviavos truma. Like somebody who died is an aviavos truma. He can create an avatuma. An avatuma is the ultimate when it comes to tumas itself. After an avatuma, you can create a rishon latuma. An avatuma can create a rishon latuma. That's somebody who touches it, or food or drink that touches it. And then there's a sheni latuma that comes from there. That's the most that there is by chulin. When it comes to truma, there can also be a shlishi latuma. That could also happen. And then when it comes to kodesh, you could have a revi latuma. But that's about it. Nothing goes any further than that. We'll stop right there. We are on Yud Dalam and Aleph, about six lines down.